欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi and welcome to Enjoy English. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Laurie.
And today and tomorrow we are going to tell you all about November. Everything you ever wanted to know but was afraid to ask. Okay, not afraid to ask.
This is a phrase that we say in English. Oh, I'll tell you everything you wanted to know but were afraid to ask. Mm. We probably won't really do that, but we'll try.
所以刚刚呢，美老师一开始就讲到了用到一个这个英文里面的常用的片语哦，就是我们会告诉你你所有想知道却不敢问的事情哦。那其实这是开一个玩笑啦哦。那我们当然会讲到11月知多少，会介绍很多11月相关的一些讯息。不过呢，有大部分应该都是你敢问的哈。那至于你不敢问的，我们在这个节目里面大概也不能回答，但私底下可以写信来问老师们。OK,
OK. Now before we start, let's have a look at
building your vocabulary.
Number one is roughly, roughly.
粗略的，大致上。
There are roughly 40 people in this room.
Where are they? I can only see us three.
Yeah, there are only three of us that are visible.
And then the other roughly 37 people are invisible?
Maybe.
Okay, 这里讲到的 visible 是看得见。Invisible 加了一个 IN 在前面就是看不见，就是我们的下一个字。
Oh, Steve, you're smooth. I didn't even notice. Number two is visible. Visible.
看得见的，可见的。
The writing on the paper is barely visible. Or we couldchange this around and say, the writing on the paper is almost invisible、by adding an IN in front of visible.
这是一个非常好大家可以学起来的。
Thank you.
Barely 是一个否定啊，所以否定呢是几乎不，然后不后面你就要接一个肯定的形容词。那反过来刚刚Amanda老师把后面的 visible 换成一个否定的形容词是 invisible, 看不到的，所以你前面就要放一个几乎啊肯定的 almost 来配啊， always 是一个肯定配否定或否定配肯定，你不会两个都用啊否定或肯定的。OK?
Okay.
Number three is mark. Mark.
标志代表。
The death of that emperor marked the end of a golden era. I remember when that happened.
Good for you. How old are you?
Yeah, when were you born, Steve?
About 2,342 years ago.
So、right. you are dead already and we will try to remember you.
I'm a ghost, so be nice.
Is he one of the invisible 37 people in the room?
Maybe.
Number four is remember, which Steve just used. Remember, remember.
悼念纪念
This is a day to remember our ancestors.
Or we could say honor our ancestors, which is the next word. Honor, honor.
表彰表扬
Which can also be spelt H-O-N-O-U-R.、
Yes, the British spelling.
Mm-hmm.
The grand ceremony was held to honor the scientist for his achievements.
And we also have one phrase for learning, pass away, pass away.
过世逝世
The actor passed away at the age of 54. Now, in English, we don't normally say died, just because it seems too abrupt, too strong.、Mm-hmm. So we say pass away.Because it seems a more sort of gentle way of saying that someone has died.
Yeah.
那个直接讲 die 太直接了，太强烈了，所以呢，这个片语过世会比较婉转，好，大家就平常可以用。
Mm-hmm. Now we also have a whole bunch of extra words. Number one is Latin. Latin.
拉丁文的。
Number two is Scorpio. Scorpio.
天蝎座的人或天蝎座。
Number three is Sagittarius. Sagittarius.
射手座的人或射手座。
Number four is Constellation. Constellation.
星座。
Number five is Remembrance. Remembrance.
悼念。
Number six is Saint. Saint.
圣人、圣徒。
Or Amanda.
I was just about to say me. I can't believe you said
Ignore
that.
Ignore this part.
Okay.
Students.
Number seven.
Is tomb. Tomb.
墓或坟
Tomb is one of those funny words with a B on the end that we don't pronounce. It is not tomb, but tomb.
Mm.
Mm. All right, let's have a look at the first paragraph of All About November.
November is the 11th month of the year. The word November, however, comes from the Latin word novem, which means nine. This is because November was originally the ninth month of the year. Before 713 BC, the Roman calendar was used and a year had roughly 304 days. Numa Pompilius, the second king of Rome, added January and February to the calendar, and November became the 11th month. People who are born before November 22nd are Scorpios. Those who are born after November 22nd are Sagittariuses. Both of the constellations that are connected to these star signs are visible from Taiwan.
So, the first sentence is very easy. November is the 11th month of the year. There's 12 months. November is number 11.
好，第一句呢相当的简单，而且呢就直接切入正题。11月呢是一年当中的第11个月啊。The 后面加上一个 11th 这样的一个序号，就是第11个啊。那么从 first 到 second 到 third 一路数下来，这个第几第几的话，同学们应该都很熟悉。
The word November, however, comes from the Latin word novem. So the name of this month,November. It comes from a Latin word. Latin is our first extra word, and the word is novem, which means nine. So it really means 9 months.
Mm-hmm. 对 OK, 然后接下来讲到 the word November, 这是主词逗点插入了一个 however,一个语气的转折再逗点。动词出现了 comes from 这个片语来自于、哦、就是一个拉丁字 novem 然后呢这个 novem 的逗点后面 which 关系代名词再来修饰这个字是怎么样的字呢就是那个表示久的那个字、哦、这样懂了那么刚刚大家注意到、哦、We noticed that the teacher Amanda you didn't pronounce Latin right?
Not Latin、
mm-hmm.
Latin
Latin Latin
Latin、mm-hmm.Or Latin.
Latin, okay. 所以各位同学虽然是 T-I-N, 但是很多同学会念成 Latin. 好 be careful.
Because you guys say Latin or something.
That's right, Latin.
Latin.、
But actually it's pronounced
Latin.
Or Latin.
Yeah, Latin.
Right?、那个 T 的音比较轻或 T 的音比较重、
yeah.
可是记得不要发成 Ting, 这样出来就好了。
Right.
Okay. This is because November...was originally the ninth month of the year. The reason Novem means nine is because November was originally, in the beginning when they first came out with the Roman calendar, it was the ninth month of the year, so it was named nine. Nine month in Latin.、
Mm-hmm. That's right. 所以呢 this is because, 就是这是因为、哦、为什么九月它用的却是拉丁字里十一月 November 用的却是拉丁文里面的九呢这是因为 November 这个月、它 was originally, 它原本是一年当中的第九个月所以当然就是用拉丁字里面的九来命名。
Which is why October is, oct means eight.
Yep.
Because it was originally the 8th month, but、mm-hmm. October is now the 10th month.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, before 713 BC, the Roman calendar was used, and a year had roughly 304 days. So, gosh, 2,700 years ago, the Roman calendar, the name of the calendar that they were using, we now call that the Roman calendar.、
Mm-hmm.
This calendar was used, and it had...Roughly, a year had roughly, that's our first vocabulary word, it had about, or we could say approximately 304 days. And let me spell approximately for you. A-P-P-R-O-X-I-M-A-T-E-L-Y. roximately. Approximately. Approximately.
Okay. 那么接下来则讲到了那为什么当时的11月现在的11月当时却只是第九个月呢？那是因为before 713 BC, 就是在西元前的713年的时候呢，那么这个当时the Roman calendar 是主词 ,was used 是一个被动式这个罗马的历法是被使用的所以就是当时的人用的是罗马的历法，而 and 这里连接下一个句子 ,a year 是主词，一年呢 ,had 是动词，有着大约304天而已所以他们其实比我们短。那Roughly 刚刚除了刚刚讲到 about 可以用或者是 Amanda 老师介绍那个很高深的字 approximately 之外大概也可以用 around 所以你可以自己去选你在说话或是写作文要用哪一种的。
Numa Pompilius, the second king of Rome, added January and February to the calendar. So Numa Pompilius, this is the name of this second king of Rome,And he added January and February to the calendar, which made November go from the 9th month to the 11th. So it became the 11th month. Now, students, just really quickly, February. You hear so many Westerners, and do Canadians say this?
No, we say it correctly.
Okay, whatever. I hear many people say February.Now, there are many words in English, either, that are just fine. However, the word February started to become, began to be pronounced February out of just sheer laziness. Because it was, hard for some people to get that R in there.
And it's not hard. The word is February.
Right. So February. Is the correct pronunciation on this word.
Okay, 好，谢谢这个 Steve 老师的补充他是非常的勤奋，一点都不 lazy 的一个Westerner 好，所以我们接下来讲到这个 Numa Pompilius 豆点，好，它是主词这是国王的名字。豆点呢，同位语插入的 The second king of Rome, 罗马的第二位国王再豆点那么才能够接你的动词，加入了一月跟二月给这个罗马的历法这是第一个句子。逗点后面 and 连接第二个句子主词是 November, 而这个本来的九月 became 动词成为了第十一个月了所以因为前面加了两个，所以那个原本的九当然就变十一了 OK? 那么刚刚呢这个 Steve 老师跟 Amanda 老师提醒大家，就是二月份这一个字呢它是 F-E-B-R-U, 那个 B-R-U 其实就是 February,
yes.
那但是呢因为那个 R 发很多人会懒惰，就是刚刚 Steve 老师说的 sheer laziness, 就是很纯粹的因为懒惰就把它念 February, 那个R 就不见了、
yep.
那各位同学如果你想当勤劳的人请你念 February、
yep.
OK 那如果你想当懒惰的人你可以念 February
No you can't
no.
OK
Next sentence People who are born before November 22nd are Scorpios So now we're talking about your star sign the western star sign Scorpio is our second extra word and peopleWhat are the dates exactly? What, like October 23rd to November 22nd?
That's one of the popular way to
Approximately?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're Scorpio. Quick, tell me about Scorpios.
Okay. Good people.
They have
Fantastic.
A bad temper.
That was good.
Okay,
Both
keep
of you.
Going.
Keep going.
Okay, 好。那么 people 呢这里是主词那么本来的句子是 people are Scorpios, 就是人们是这个天蝎座，那什么样的人是天蝎座？这讲不够清楚，所以 people 的后面有一个 who 关系代名词，那些在11月22号之前出生的人这样我们就懂了，是天蝎座那么 who are born， 因为人没办法自己把自己生出来 ，you cannot born yourself， 所以记得要用 are born 被动。
And those who are born after November 22nd are Sagittariuses. Sagittarius is our third extra word.So those born after November 22nd and up to about December 20th.
Something.
Yeah, are considered to be Sagittariuses.
Mm-hmm. 那么 those 就是你的主词，而那些哪些 who are born after November 22nd, 那些在11月22号之后出生的呢 are 则是 Sagittarius, 就是射手座。
Both of the constellations, constellation is word number 4 in our extra words, both of the constellations that are connected to these star signs, meaning the star signs of Scorpio and Sagittarius, are visible from Taiwan. Visible is number 2 in building your vocabulary, and it means you can see these, star constellations.
Okay, 那么接下来讲到 both of the constellations, 就是这上面提到的两个天文星座射手跟天蝎呢 that are connected to the star signs, 就是在补充、跟这两个星座相关的天文星座 are 是 visible, 可见的从哪里呢从台湾都可以看得到。
Let's take a quick break.Hi, and welcome back. Let's have a look at the second and third paragraphs.
In many parts of the world, November marks the end of the harvest and the beginning of winter. In North America, this is celebrated by Thanksgiving, a holiday when people give thanks to God for the food he provides. Thanksgiving Day is the fourth Thursday of the month. Another important November holiday is November 11th.Remembrance Day. This is a day to think about those who have died in war. November 1st is a holiday, which is called All Saints Day. This is a day when Christian saints are remembered. Similar to the Chinese Tomb Sweeping Day, on November 2nd, many people remember their loved ones who have passed away. This day is called All Souls Day.Families take flowers to graves and go to church to honor their dead relatives.
So, first sentence, in many parts of the world, in many countries in the world, November marks the end of harvest. Mark is our third vocabulary word. So, it is the end of the harvest. It shows us where the end is. And it marks the beginning of winter, the start of winter.
好接下来讲到在世界上的许多地区啊那么逗点的后面真正的主词是11月呢它动词是标示了标记了啊这里的 mark, 它不是名字的马克那是标记了这个收获季节的结束以及冬天的开始。
In North America, this is celebrated by Thanksgiving, a holiday when people give thanks to God for the food he provides.Now, North America is basically the U.S. and Canada, and it's celebrated, the end of harvest is celebrated by Thanksgiving, which we said is a holiday where we give thanks to God for all that we have. But
Thanksgiving in Canada is actually at the end of October because we're so much further north that our harvest comes earlier.than the harvest in the States.
OK, 接下来讲到在北美洲、那么也就是美国跟加拿大逗点 this 是主词 is 是动词这个指的是什么呢就是11月、这个丰收的这个季节呢、它是被庆祝、用什么呢用 Thanksgiving 感恩节来庆祝逗点的后面继续修饰感恩节是什么样的一个节日呢是 a holiday 一个假日当人们呢会把他们的感谢奉献给上帝来感恩他所提供的食物那么刚刚呢那个 Amanda 老师也补充说因为加拿大比较北边、那丰收的季节结束的比较早所以他们的感恩节是在11月底
Actually it's at the end of October
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day.
10月底, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All correct.
Thanksgiving Day is the fourth Thursday of the month. And honestly, I haven't lived in Canada since 1992, but I think it's the fourth Thursday of October for us, as opposed to the fourth Thursday of November for the Americans.
OK, 那么接下来则讲到了那么 Thanksgiving Day 记得 T 跟 D 都要大写感恩节呢则是一个月当中的第四个星期四。
Another important November holiday is November 11th. So another important holiday in November is November 11th, which we call Remembrance Day.
那么另外一个11月的重要的假日节日呢，则是11月11号。那么逗点的后面呢，可以继续的这个同位的去这个说明啊、哦、或者是说我们补充说明它是什么日呢，就是 Remembrance Day。
This is a holiday or a special day in Canada when we remember the soldiers who fell in the First and Second War.
Oh, okay.
And it's often called Poppy Day because the symbol is a poppy, like the flower, a poppy, and you、uh-huh. wear it on your lapel.
And、okay. in the U.S., that's called Memorial Day, and、
yeah.
it's in May.
That's right.
Okay. Also, remembrance is number 5 in our extra words.
How?
So this is a day to think about those who have died in war.So exactly, Remembrance Day is to remember those who died in war.
嗯哼，
嗯哼。那么最后一句呢，接着讲到，这是一个日子，什么样的日子呢 ？To 来这个怀念 ，think about 来追思 those 那些人，哪些人呢？那些已经死在战争当中的人啊、哦。所以刚刚其实有讲到说，尤其特别纪念二次世界大战，很多这个伤亡的士兵。那么刚 Steve 老师有讲到说，这个 Remembrance Day 啊，这个就是在美国是五月份啊、哦，一样都是悼念他们。
Yes.November 1st is a holiday which is called All Saints Day. Saint is number 6 in our extra words.
And I believe this is a British holiday.
I think so.
嗯哼，好，那么接下来讲到11月1号呢，也是一个纪念日，逗点 which is called, 是那个被称为什么什么的纪念日啊。那么是什么呢？讲 All Saints Day, 我们可以说是这个圣人节或圣徒节啊。
And this is a day when Christian saints are remembered. Remember is number 4 in building your vocabulary. And as Amanda said, it's actually a Catholic holiday.
嗯哼嗯哼。然后呢接下来讲到 this is a day, 啊这是一个日子。什么样的日子呢当所有的这个基督教的这个圣人圣徒们会被缅怀。哦那么刚刚有讲到是一个英国的节日。
I think so.
英国跟天主教。
天主教 Catholic.
不是基督教。
对。
Similar to the Chinese Tomb Sweeping Day, so similar to Chinese Tomb Sweeping Day, tomb being extra word number 7, on November 2nd, many people remember their loved ones who have passed away. So on November 2nd, many people will think about their friends and family members who have died.
嗯，好，那么接下来则讲到了啊，前面这是一个，这还不是主词啊。Similar to 是一个片语，叫做相似于、相近于台我们中国人的这个扫墓节、清明节呢。好，逗点 on November 2nd， 在11月2号再逗点，真正的主词出来了，是 many people， 许多的人会去怀念他们。爱的人们、啊、是那些已经去世的爱的人们。
And I forgot to mention that pass away is our phrase for learning. This day is called All Souls Day. So November 2nd is known as All Souls Day.
好，那么接下来则讲到，而这个日子呢，则被称为、啊、那么 Lori 老师自己会翻成这个亡者日、啊、就是已经、死亡的这个人们的日子，亡者日。嗯
Families take flowers to graves and go to church to honor their dead relatives. So on All Souls Day, you know, like Tomb Sweeping Day, families go to graves, clean them up, maybe bring new flowers,、and they often go to church. So this is, I don't know, maybe on a Sunday sometimes?
Well, no, if it's always November 2nd, it's not necessarily going to be on
a Sunday.
This
is true.
But maybe they have a special church service regardless of which day it is.
Okay, maybe they do. To honor their dead relatives. Honor is number 5 in building your vocabulary.
嗯，然后最后讲到，那么在这一天亡者日的时候，跟我们清明节一样 ，families 是主持啊，就是呢，所有的这个家族啊 ，take flowers 就会带着花去上坟，然后呢，同时也会去这个教会里面来 honor 啊，就是讲到去悼念、致敬他们那些过往的去世的亲戚们。
So this was interesting. We talked about special days in November, not just in the USA,
but all over
America, but yeah, in other countries as well.And when you join us tomorrow, we have yet more things to tell you about November, things you've always wanted to know, but were afraid to ask.
Yet again.
Or not. Okay, good. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow. Until then, I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店。www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源。 最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。